The Austin Classical Guitar Society has been featuring a special summer series of, narratives and music. So, Matt, who is the director, Matt Hensley of the Classical Guitar Society here in Austin, is going to tell us a little bit about it. So it's been going on since the beginning of the summer, earlier in the summer.
Absolutely.
And there have been three concerts. This is the last one coming up this Saturday night, right?
That's exactly right, John. And you were there with us on the very first show on June 25th, opening up this entire series. It's literature-inspired shows, musical shows that really came out of the mind of our guest artistic director, Tom Eccles. And Tom is one of these people who has just inspired me and impressed me over the years with his ability to synthesize art, music, literature, and film. And in conversations, the idea of coming up with a deeply literature-inspired musical series came to the fore. And we've been exploring it this summer in three shows, Persona, Process, and Nocturne, loosely tied to the ideas of beginning, middle, and end. And here we are at the end. And so this concert, which is Saturday night at 7 p.m. at the Blanton Museum Auditorium, is called Nocturne, or End. And it features writings of James Joyce from Finnegan's Wake. It heavily features a lot of early music and early instruments, music of John Dowland, among others, which is a personal favorite, not only of mine and of Tom's and of many of the musicians on the show, but also of James Joyce himself, who was a tenor and an amateur guitar player and loved that Elizabethan song.
And that's something that not everybody knows, so you should listen up, people. Did you hear that? James Joyce was a tenor. And he loved Dowland, who was a Renaissance composer at the court of Queen Elizabeth I.
That's exactly right. And what a genius. So we're super excited. The evening begins with a lullaby, which we'll talk about, I think, in a moment. We're going to hear that lullaby performed, and that puts the audience to sleep. And from there, we experience a dream state that is straight out of the mind of Tom Eccles, who's standing right in front of me, actually.
So, Tom, why don't you introduce this first song for us?
All right. So this concert is, being the last concert in the series, is kind of a rumination on the ambiguity between sleep and death. So is about night, sleep, death, closure, background. And all the songs from the Renaissance throughout the program are about sleep or dreams or death, or sleep as a metaphor for death. Throughout this whole concert, there's going to be this kind of mix of old and new styles. So this piece that we're hearing right now, the lullaby, is brand new.
So let's hear the song. This is a piece written by Joey Dalhousie, and it's Dalhousie, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Claire Puckett is going to be singing it, and Travis Markham is also going to be playing guitar.
Miracle. If I could be back at home with you, doing what we do, a jar's a bubble bath, light a candle, sprinkle in some salt. My baby's always got that sensitive skin. I wish I could get back there to snuggle with my princess. I miss you every day. Sometimes I hear you crying in the middle of the night, and I wanna hold you and be by your side, but I'm stuck in here and my heart wants to fly. Girl, I'm sorry, please forgive me. I don't wanna miss another Christmas. I love you unconditionally. Miracle.
And that's Claire Puckett singing the song written by Joey Delahoussaye. And the text is by Joey?
In collaboration with Treminisha, who's an inmate at the Travis County Jail.
Okay, so that's how this song came together. And I think we're ready for Tom Echols himself is going to be playing the guitar. And Jennifer Tyson, who's a wonderful soprano that you know from the Danny Johnson Texas Early Music Project, they're going to collaborate in, is this going to be a Dowland song? What's it going to be?
No, this is actually attributed to Anne Boleyn.
Aha! Anne Boleyn, the wife of
Anne Boleyn's Lament, that she possibly wrote right before she was executed, when when she was locked away, possibly also by just a sympathizer or a lutenist in the court of Henry VIII. But she could have done it. And this in the concert will be played by Early Music Ensemble. This is... There are things in the concert that will be an early music ensemble of lute and viol da gamba, which is like an old cello.
Scott Horton's playing in it, isn't it?
And then there are things that blend modern and old instruments. Mm-hmm. And so I've arranged this for guitar so we can play it for you. And then actually we're going to do a little improvisation transition thing just as an example of the kind of blending of new and old.
Which you'll hear at the concert, which is going on on Saturday night, the 30th.
30th, indeed.
The 30th at Blanton Museum Auditorium, which is just to the west of the Blanton Museum, and it starts at 7 o'clock. Don't be late. 7.
Thank you.
sometimes singers are really dying at the end of the phrase. They don't have enough. Jennifer Tyson does. That's a wonderful singer. Got to hear there. She's just an extraordinary singer. She sings with the Early Music Ensemble here in Austin, Temp, Texas Early Music Project. Thank you, Jennifer. Beautiful. And that was a song that is sung by Anne Boleyn before her death. Tom Eccles played the guitar beautifully. And you are listening to excerpts from a concert that's going to be going on this Saturday night. It's presented by the Austin Classical Guitar Society, and it's going to be at the Blanton Museum Auditorium at 7 o'clock. So, Matt, I'm going to let you introduce this one.
Absolutely. Our last selection for the day is Lacrime Pavane by John Dowland. And John Dowland was a great Elizabethan lute composer, wrote many songs, and this one is actually on a song called Flow My Tears by John Dowland, and it's a beautiful song. And I like to think that it was one of his greatest hits, and that's why he chose to adapt it for solo lute as well. But we're going to hear it now on solo guitar, and it's a beautiful piece. And the guitar player is Joseph Palmer, one of my favorite people, one of my favorite guitar players. He's also a performance engagement artist in Austin here at Austin Classical Guitar, which means he plays more than 50 concerts for diverse audiences for us every year and is a great communicator. But he'll be playing on the concert on Saturday night, and this is Lacrime Pavane by John Dowland.
Joseph Palmer just played the beautiful Lacrimae by John Dowland. The text is so dark, it's unbelievable. The last part goes,
fall from your springs.
That's how it starts, yeah. But it ends up, hark ye shadows that in darkness dwell, learn to condemn light. Happy, happy those that in hell
fear
not the world's despite. Ugh, that's just darker than dark envy. And it was so, so beautiful in the way that it's done. And the mixture of death and
the
wind last sense. Yes. It's a very interesting concept. And, of course, life in the Elizabethan and the times of the Tudor court were, let's just say, iffy. People
didn't have Wi-Fi in all the rooms,
to say the least, and you know, your life may be forfeit for any number of reasons.
Yes.
And so, Nocturne is the name of this last concert that the Austin Classical Guitar Society is doing over at the Blanton, and they have been very well received. So I advise you get your tickets right away. Go
Absolutely.
To Austin Classical Guitar to get your tickets. AustinClassicalGuitar.org, isn't that correct, Matt?
That's exactly right.
Okay, yep. Matt Hensley, director of the ensemble of the organization, and all of the wonderful players that we've had today. Tom Eccles, who is the organizer of all these concerts. And Tom, any parting words you want to say?
No, just thank you for having us on here and for being a part of the series yourself, John.
Okay, thank you, and we'll see you on Saturday night, and along with Jennifer Tyson and all the other folks, Claire Puckett that we had, and Joey Delahousse is going to be there, and lots of other good folks like Travis Markham. Travis Markham, yes, and a bunch of people that we didn't mention, but there's going to be a good crowd of musicians there, so
Indeed. Get
ready to enjoy.
The return of Christopher Lecluse.
Yes, don't miss the beautiful tenor Christopher Lecluse and Stephanie Pruitt. It's going to be a slew of good people, so show up at the Blanton Museum, 7 o'clock Saturday night, AustinClassicalGuitar.org. And thanks to Jake Perlman for putting it all together.